It was me and Shedinja, and Charmander. And to be more specific, me and Charmander were floating in the infinite void of Shedinja's Dread Sadako curse. You know,
Oh,
like,
right.
yeah.
You
So
looked at it.
basically, we looked at it, and then 7 days later, Shedinja climbed out of a well, came through my TV, and then gave me the fuzzy eyeball, and I disappeared in its hole,
As one does.
as one does indeed. As we floated endlessly in this abyss, do you happen to know, Gracie, what crossed my mind?
That you really want chicken nuggets?
That I really wanted some chicken nuggets. So I was like,
I figured.
how can I get some chicken nuggets here? And so do you know what I did?
Did you? Well, I was gonna say eat your way out, but that'd be weird. Maybe.
Well, consider me weird because we ate our way out of the darkness. We did I don't know, is it called Munchausen syndrome, Stockholm syndrome? We just went a little bit cuckoo bananas, and we just first of all, we did a bunch of Pythagorean theorems, and then we discovered where dark matter was, found it, ate it, convinced ourselves with our kooky loopies that it tasted like chicken, and we popped out of Shedinja's hole just like that.
A lot of those terms did not go together, and I appreciate all of those things.
And you're welcome. I'm an intelligent person who
You
knows smart
are.
things, and my
You
name is
are.
Brett. And welcome, one and all, to this show, Pokemon After Darkrai.
Ba ba ba.
Drop your drawers and hit the floors. We're
As you
back,
do.
baby. Again, my name is Brett. That one is Gracie. Gracie, say hi.
Hello.
Gracie, you are special.
I try
You're
real
wonderful.
hard.
You're wonderful.
I try.
You're lovely.
Isn't she wonderful?
Isn't she lovely?
It's true. Like my dogs.
How have you been, my friend?
It's been okay. It's been up and down.
Yeah.
We've had some good and bad things here in the lovely state of Oklahoma, which is a shit show right now. So,
Oh no.
yeah.
Well,
But it'll
I
be all right.
hope that you and your family are prospering regardless.
I mean, we're gonna be all right. It's just kind of a weird time, especially the end of semester. It's always like, I don't want to fucking do this scenario now. But then you do it, and you're like, okay, it's happening.
I'm
So,
just kind of like, I don't want to do anything any day
oh well, that too.
in my life.
But
No, so welcome to After Dark
wait,
Ride,
hold
After
on. How
Dark
are
Lore.
you?
Oh, nobody cares.
I do.
All right, I'll get to it. I'll get to it.
Tell me.
Okay, fine. I've been up to my eyeballs with the whole thing where the girlfriend and kids are moving in with me. They pretty much live here 24/7 now, except for when they're at work and school. But
It's like a big official, like, gotta
yeah.
move physical shit around.
Got to move big physical shit around. Got to take a big physical shit.
All the
And
things. Sometimes you gotta cleanse the system.
our timetable for the move got pushed up from the end of June to the end of May. So we're doing okay. It's most of it's moved. There's some big items, but that, like, I gotta sell a couch and I gotta sell a dryer and I just sold the washer yesterday. Like, I gotta move some stuff out of my house to make room for the stuff coming from her house. So some
Right,
things like
right.
that. So, and then in addition to that, I've been trying to make time for family and friends and podcasting, and it's been real difficult lately.
Yeah.
The flamethrower out of my life is real. But I'm okay.
Real things.
Life is good. It's not perfect, but it's pretty darn close, baby. Did we explain what the show was?
Nope.
This is a
We
no holds
just
barred, know
hanging
nothing.
out.
Why don't you say it? I say it all the
We
time.
are the oh, hold on. I have it memorized
Yeah.
in my head, then hold on.
I mean, I've said it only a million times.
I'm not like being self-conscious now.
That's okay. While you do that, I'll mention that yesterday I cut myself on a I cut my life into pieces. It was
Was
my
it your
last
last resort?
resort. Suffocation, no breathing. I did give a fuck because I bled all the fuck all over the place.
No!
No, I was making my dogs. Well, I just made my dogs breakfast, and I sometimes give them canned food. And the lid of the canned food pop top or whatever was in the sink, and I was doing the dishes, and I always rinse everything because I don't want to get ants. And before I put it in the
No.
recycling bin, and of course, I just happened to grab it in a weird way that allowed it to slice my hand
Slice you open.
wide. Yeah, it was great. Wonderful. That's the and then that concludes my TED talk about me cutting myself and my and getting everyone up to date on what Brett's up been up to.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We are the hold on. I'm so self-conscious, I can't do it.
This is the story of a podcast who cried a river
This is the
and
story of a girl who cried a river
yeah.
and drowned the whole world.
That's right. That's what we are. That's what we do. Do you want me
You
to give
no, you
you
do
a
it.
hint? I'll just give
No,
you a
you do
hint.
it.
This is a no holds barn.
No holds, no bar, nothing.
No, this is a no holds barred, no nothing. This is
No,
a
we know nothing.
welcome to Pokemon After
I'm
Dark Ride. This is a no bolt, no bolds. No, I can't do it.
no balls.
You jinxed it. This is a no balls.
No
None
balls,
here between the two
nothing.
of us. Zero. Well, that's not true. Gracie, you have more than I do.
Maybe.
I'm just like the cuck in our podcast relationship. This is a no
Whatever.
holds barred, no nothing podcast where we talk about Pokemon and hurt the ones we love. And baby, we love everyone, especially you. That's right. Take your finger, dear listener, point it straight up in the air, and then point it down at yourself, just like this, and point it at you. That's
Yeah,
right.
my nose.
Unless the one exception is you're looking at a mirror, then you can point at the person in the mirror. And I'm standing at looking at the man in the mirror.
It is.
Yeah,
All right.
I was getting there.
You're getting there real close.
The engine didn't quite want to go, but it took an extra second. But I knew there was
Chug a leg.
a Mike Jack's son in there somewhere. Hey, Pokemon, it's a thing. It exists, and Larvesta and Volcarona are debuting in Pokemon Go's Instinctive Hero event.
They're a coming.
It's a coming, finally. Larvesta and Volcarona make their debut May 8th. So, what day is it now? Who can tell? Oh.
May 8th is Monday.
Okay, so yesterday when this comes out. It will be out. It's going to cost you 400 candies, 400 bones to evolve from Larvesta into Volcarona. And they will be able to hatch from 2K, 5K, and 10K eggs.
So just eggs.
I guess so.
Hold on, I'm looking up the
It's
news
like
thing
an
too.
egg
Keep going.
themed event. So.
I mean,
You're gonna get like bonus, like double XP and double Stardust for hatching eggs. So you're gonna want to hatch a lot of eggs. I would not recommend buying the incubators. It's just not worth it, folks.
no, but it's just like one of those things,
Go
like
to
it's one of the egg pools, like multiple things can still hatch from it. So it's like,
right, like so. What? That's how they get you. They're like, oh, it's a 2% chance. Well, obviously, they'll never give us the egg hatch rates. But the chance to have hatching a Larvesta is going to be so low that of course you're going to want to buy as many incubators as you can so that you can ensure that you get one. But I'm
Did you also go over how
telling you
much
now.
candy it is to evolve it?
Yeah, I did. I said
Okay, that's
400.
what I thought you said, but I was
Yeah,
like making sure I didn't just have
outrageous.
a stroke. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy
It's
trains.
dumb.
We knew that was going to happen for Volcarona though. It's like a super duper popular Pokemon.
I know, but it's just like,
Is What is that, Unova?
I think so. I
Yeah.
so
So
I'm guessing you're right, everything.
every region has like one Pokemon that costs like 300 candies to evolve. You know, Gen 1 had Gyarados, Milotic is one.
Right. I mean, it makes sense as far as like the trend, but then to only restrict it to eggs.
Yeah, that's
I
stupid.
guess, I mean,
But
I assume they're gonna open it up eventually, like they
I
always
was gonna
do.
say, yeah, you know, it's
It's
gonna
just
happen.
annoying.
It'll probably get a community day in a couple of years. Let's be real.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, Gyarados got, although like OG Pokemon, yeah,
It
you
took a while for some, yeah.
but it'll definitely show up in raids too at some point. At some point, I mean, it'll go the way of the Gible, right? Like it'll probably be a Pokemon Go Fest Pokemon in
A
like 2 years.
thing, yeah.
Yeah, so fret not. That's what I'm saying. Don't spend
That'd
a
be all
ton of
right.
money on incubators.
It's true. It's not worth your time
Indeed.
in the long run, because it'll come back if we're still playing.
I just hatched a Metatite, speaking of garbage.
Oof.
I'm not even going to look at the stats. I'm just going to send it to the void immediately.
Wow. Do you already have a hundo?
Oh, honestly, probably.
That's fair.
Let's find out. Never mind, I'm hatching another egg. Let's see what this is. Do 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 do
Do do
do
do
do. It's
do do
a
do.
garbage young goose.
Ooh, I hate, yeah, I'd usually delete those.
Yeah, me too. So I have played a tiny little bit of Go.
Okay.
Nothing to write home
You're
about.
dabbling back again?
Just like a day, like once a week, I turn it on.
Right.
I catch whatever's around me. I shiny check. I cash in a quest here or there, or I mean a research. I get my buddy out, set my egg up, and then I disappear
And
for
then
a
you're like,
point.
bye.
And I'm like, peace. And of course, I still play community days and stuff like that. I did
Right.
not, however, do Swing Up. Did you do Swing Up, the community day classic?
I mean, I didn't like go hard. I opened my game during it, if that counts.
My kiddo did, and he caught a shiny, so that's all that matters as far
Oh,
as
I think
I'm
I played for like
concerned.
an hour.
I was at the mall too. That's primo Pokemon Go time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. But I just had a nice time being with family. My daughter had some art that was being featured in a gallery, not in the mall, but in the like civic center or whatever it's called across from the mall. So like the whole family met up at the mall. We had a nice meal. We walked over, checked out some art, wondered why the hell she didn't win because the art that did win was terrible. But and I say that as an artist and not as a biased parent.
But also both.
No, in all seriousness, she did a pastel swan in a lake with a beautiful like reflection and everything. It was gorgeous. The winner did a portrait of the head of an eagle, so just the head of an eagle, very two-dimensional, like from the side, and then they gave it a double chin by accident, and they also messed up the anatomy of the beak so that it looked like the corner of the mouth went through the back of its head. It was pretty terrible looking.
Very questionable.
Yeah, and we were like, "What?" But then, like, you looked at some of these other art pieces in the gallery, and these are all kids from like K through 12, and
Wow.
some of these pieces, I mean, like 10th graders, 9th graders, 7th graders, 8th graders, like some of this art is I couldn't even begin to, like this like stuff that I would pay money for to hang in my house. Like,
Yeah, some of that shit is
there's
crazy.
like I was like, "Oh, I thought." AI generated art already killed artists by now. So
Yeah, they're working on it. They're trying to
honestly,
become self-aware first.
honestly, I can't even get the number of fingers right on my hand. So it's got a leg up on me.
Leg up.
Anyway, this Pokemon event, I'm not even really going to go through the egg pool.
No, because it's just not.
The
No.
only thing interesting is in 7K eggs, there's Axew and Goomy.
I could use some more gooming because I want a good IV one, but.
Has Axew still hasn't had like an event proper where you could get a bunch of them, has it? I don't think.
Yeah, it
Well,
has.
oh, it had a community day, didn't it? Was it
No,
community day?
it
No, it
had
had something because I have a shiny.
wasn't it in like one of the tours?
Maybe, probably.
Hold on. Because I have several shiny.
Hey,
Not
dear
several,
listener,
one.
will you tweet me? Tweet us.
It was in GoFest 2022
Understand?
or
Oh, okay. There
2000
you
dot 2022.
go. One of
Yeah,
those days.
2022 20 2022,
So
yes.
wait, GoFest 2023. What's going to be the little dragon for that one? Is it going to be Goomy?
It has to be.
Does it have to be? I think we're missing one. Noivern got a community day, which is kind of like before it's GoFest, which is probably kind of a mistake. The
Or Jangomo.
Jangmo. Oh, that one's going to come later, though.
You think
Let's
so?
see. Oh yeah,
But they
because
already had a Noibat. They
that's
already.
Galar. No, that's not Galar. Excuse me, that's Alola.
I would think it'd have to be Goomy.
Let's see, we've
That's the
already
only
done
one that I could think
Larvitar.
of. Oridino.
We've done Dino,
Axe.
Shelgon. I'm in my Pokédex right now.
Me do
This is
Gible.
riveting stuff.
It's good stuff. Yeah, I can't think of like little. It has
Probably
to be rather
didn't see one for Sinnoh.
Jangmo or Gumi are my two guesses.
Yeah, it'd be a real bummer if they did Noivern again. Like, hey, guess what?
By the way,
By the
yeah, I
way,
think people would already riot that are already rioting, so.
let's see. Norva
Riots would
Noivern's
continue.
Kalos, which puts us in Alola. Yeah, you're right. It might be Jangmo. Uh-oh. Which I've not, I have one, but I have not evolved it yet. So that would be.
Well, like the shiny and Gumi of Jangmo and Gumi are both not out, so like, right?
Gumi, I must have totally passed up Gumi somewhere. I don't even know where
No,
Gumi's
I meant
at.
the shiny is not out of that one yet.
Right, but I'm just saying we also haven't had a community day or we haven't had a Go Fest
Oh yeah.
type event where you could catch a whole bunch of them
I'm saying it's that one or
that I can
Jangmo.
remember. It would be Gumi before Jangmo.
I'm not gonna give any Niantic credit here. Let's be honest. It could happen.
I think the older the Pokemon gets, the more likely they are to squeeze it for last drips of cash
That's fair.
before they move on to the
Before
next
they move
thing.
on. But
Yeah.
they've also released some stuff in like the announcements that are like or like the I mean like I don't know that they've like the oh my gosh. The Cleaver one, I was really surprised that's gonna have a shiny out already with its release.
They're trying to get people to use them to show up for raids,
Oh
you
well, that's
know.
true.
I don't know if Kleavor is gonna turn the boat around for them, but maybe.
They're gonna try.
Galar, I mean, like, well, actually, Alola, yeah, they still got a lot of Pokemon that are not in this game from Alola.
Right. I
And
guess you could
then
like release something new. I don't know.
they've only got 13 Pokemon from Galar ish.
Right.
So, and then I don't even know how big the Pokédex is from Hisuian for all those different forms. But regardless, I think we'll probably still, this is just conspiracy, putting my tinfoil hat on, like I think we're gonna see we'll see Scarlet and Violet before the end of the year. At least like the starters, or at least some of the
Oh
starters
yeah. I mean
from the early Pokémon.
that makes some sense because they have kind of moved progressively faster on that kind of stuff since they
Yeah,
need new stuff.
which is kind of nutty because they want to drag this game out for as long as they can. At some point, I can't wait for it. At some point, there's going to be it's going to catch up with the rest of the main series games, and you're going to have all the Pokemon in the game, all the shinies in the game, and then what? I guess Community Day Classic, Community Day Classics.
Yeah. It's like a classic of a classic.
Yeah, I don't know. You excited for this egg event?
Not
Bring
really.
it back to it.
But not really.
Oh, by the way, there's some Team Instinct special research. I don't know why anyone would want to be on Team Instinct, but
Gross.
Team PP, complete the research to earn an encounter with an Elekid wearing a Spark theme accessory. So I'm assuming that there's going to be two more, one for each team.
I
If they
mean,
haven't
like
already
it's like
done
one
it.
of those things like, okay, cool, but I'm not Instinct, so I'm not gonna wear it, so.
Well, it's for your Elekid. It's just a special Elekid.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I thought you meant Avatar. Anyway, yeah.
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 Yeah. Neat, I guess.
I'll care more about it when it's like the Pokemon that goes with my team.
Like I would care more about Larvesta if it was be a reasonable expectation that I could evolve one without walking it 10,000 kilometers. But since they kind of nerfed how much like rare candy you get from raids, it's just like, what's the point? I think
Yeah.
the last time I went hard on raids during that one tour, the last tour, the tour that shall not be named, I think I did five or six or seven or eight raids.
Trash
I did a
tour.
bunch of them, and I got like maybe like three or four rare candy out of it.
It's not worth it, the time.
Let's see how much rare, because I used to be swimming in rare candy. It was lovely for like a collector who just wants to evolve stuff like me.
I've definitely, yeah, noticed a change in how much I've gotten versus I used to be over like 1,100.
I like how when they did that, they're like, no worries, you'll still be able to get rare candy through other means. I don't know what they are, but I'm sitting at 22 rare candy right now, which is like,
22?
yeah, that's like nothing.
I have like 800.
Yeah, listen to you.
But I used to have 1,100.
I can't talk to you anymore.
I see how much Stardust I
Do you
have.
want, yeah, I was gonna say, do you want to compare Stardust?
No.
2.6 mil.
I think I have like 100K.
That's hilarious. The Pokemon Trading Card Game Live launches on June 8th of this year. So it's in beta right now. Gracie, have you played the TCG Live?
Negative.
I've played it a little bit. I mostly scan the codes that come in the packs of cards, you know, the
Oh,
code
right.
cards. It feels weird to just throw those away. It seems wasteful. And but it also doesn't seem worth my time to like post it online for other people. And I'm like, you know what? I'll start a TCG live. Maybe I'll play around here or there. But mostly I just end up just scanning my booster packs in.
Yeah, I
Until...
definitely have some still like lying around here that I just like haven't done anything with, but
Yeah.
don't know. Did you like it?
Yeah, it's fine. It's not quite as nice as
Like in
like
person?
Magic. Well, I was gonna say Magic the Gathering,
Oh.
whatever
Something I
their
know zero
service is
about.
called. Let's see. What is that called? Oh, Arena. It's not quite as good as Arena, but it's fun.
Oh, that's what you're saying.
I didn't play the previous version of TCG Online, so I can't speak to it, but I heard that it was pretty rough.
Oh, really?
Tis what I
What was
heard.
rough about it, do you know?
Poor
Just like didn't.
support on the dev
Okay, yeah.
end, and then apparently it was mostly because of the Pokemon company screwing them over. Like
Oh, checks
they
out.
because everything needs to be approved by them, and then they couldn't get approval to like just do things like bug fixes and whatnot. So
Oh, it's
you know,
frustrating.
classic Nintendo stuff.
Nintendo. Classic, like, video game hierarchy stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, that too. But I still feel like
If it was a different company
there's just no,
versus, yeah.
I get it if it's like, I don't know, like an indie game that's trying to go through EA
Like, protect their
and
shit.
yeah, and like they licensed out, I don't know, a treasured property.
But it's like, it's Pokemon. How much money could you really lose versus how much you're raking in? You know what I mean? Like, how could he please don't die, Brett. Get some water. He's dying over here. It's yes, please don't die. But yeah, like Pokemon isn't like hurting for money. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
I had a tickle in my throat.
You did.
Well, the same goes true for Nintendo. They like they keep such a stranglehold over their IP, and no one's saying that they shouldn't. But when it's something simple as like just fixing your game,
Yeah.
it's too difficult to do that.
Yeah, look out for the little guys.
Yeah,
But,
so yep, it died and they made a new one and it seems okay.
yeah.
Pokemon Go monthly revenue drops to its lowest in 5 years. I'm sure this has nothing to do
Gee, I'm
with.
shocked. But I'm not.
According to a new report, Pokemon Go's monthly revenue has reached its lowest number in 5 years. Pokemon Go became, we don't know, blah, blah, blah. Throughout its existence, it has faced several controversies, but the latest may be the most significant yet. This is from Gamerant.com. Full credit, by the way.
Did you see the raid boxes they put in the thing?
Nope.
Mark.
Why?
So, they put two different raid boxes in Go, and there are it's one is a star piece and two remotes for 320, and then the other one is three premier passes and two lucky eggs for 275.
Where do you see this at? I don't see nothing.
In the limited time only boxes?
I'm looking.
The shop? It's a blue one and a green one.
Oh, I see them now. Raid box, explorer box, journeyer box, voyager box.
There should be two raid boxes, and one is remote and one is premium.
I see that.
And so, like, it's interesting to me that they made a big deal about raising prices and all the stuff, and like, okay, now we immediately have to go on sale because we're hemorrhaging money.
Yeah, absolutely. It says here that the change, it literally says the next thing in the article. The main topic within the Pokemon Go community is the changes made to remote raids. With these changes, Niantic increased the prices of remote passes and limited players' ability to participate in remote maids. Remote maids?
Maids.
I'd love a remote maid.
Me too. Please come clean my house.
I love cleaning things, Gracie.
Come
I'll be
clean
a
my
good
house.
maid for you.
Only when I'm not in the house, though.
Oh,
I
that's
don't want to
fine.
watch you do it.
I'll just
That's
look at
some
your
people's thing, but I'm not into
I'll
it.
just look at your socks.
That's weird.
Yeah, and then when you put them on and you look down at your sock feet inside the socks, you'll know that I looked at those socks
I
also.
hate it. I hate it. Don't look at my feet.
Don't, I'm not. I'm just looking at your
Don't look at
socks
my socks.
that contain your feet.
My nubs. My sock feet
Your
nubs.
nubs.
Anyway.
My toe controllers. Yeah, remember, like, I think it was maybe 2 weeks ago, or 2 or 3 weeks ago, I mentioned, like, hey, when you have a living game like Pokemon Go and you want to encourage your players to play in a certain way, then you should incentivize that way and make it
Versus punishing, yeah.
more worth the player's while to go out of their way to play that way, as opposed to nerfing, because all they did was they just, increasing the remote rate passes was just a nerf. So instead of driving people to play the other way, you've just gotten people to just stop playing altogether.
They literally double nerfed it. Not only did they make it more expensive, but you can only do five or six.
Right. Yeah, you're correct. It says that Pokemon Go had a monthly revenue of 34.7 million in April. That's still a lot of money,
Jesus. Still a
but
lot of money.
this is also the lowest since February 2018.
That's wild.
Let's see. So in March, it made 42.8 million. So yeah, that's a considerable drop off.
Like,
And in February, it
read the
made
writing on the wall.
57.9. So yeah, it's like dropping like crazy.
Read the writing on the wall, Niantic.
Well, if you want something to change with the game, the only way that you can assure that change is coming is to affect their pocketbook. So this, I imagine if it keeps going this way, like give it another month, like remote raid passes might get reverted
So what you're
or
telling me
something.
is that this is exactly why capitalism is bad.
Yeah. What?
What?
Impossible.
What?
Impossible. Capitalism
Impossible.
is great.
Okay, no, that's
And
communism.
I fit in.
I fit
I
in.
am not communist spy.
That's fair.
Comrade.
Comrade.
No, please. If my employer, actual real life employers are listening to this, please, no, it was just a joke.
Just have
Brett's black bag and sent to Guantanamo
Oh
Bay.
no. Oh
Yeah,
Brad.
so that's a ton of money that they're losing on account of, it seems to be mostly just about raid passes.
Right. And like you said, just like making it harder on something that shouldn't be like a big deal. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't think these boxes, and I don't think any one specific shiny or Volcarona for that matter, are gonna like fix it.
Change it,
Yeah,
yeah.
because a year ago or 6 months ago, I'd have been all over Larvesta, and I probably wouldn't have bought any incubators, but I probably would have
No,
tried
but I would
really hard to
definitely
get
if,
one.
yeah, and like, I know a lot of people were critiquing, like, people were like still hyped, like all the stuff happened and they hyped up Go Fest, but I actually saw a lot of people like not excited about Go Fest at all either. So like, I don't think it's like a band-aid. I think it actually didn't help at all. So,
Yeah, and I'm seeing here the GoFest global ticket is at $15, and I'm like,
I haven't
fifteen
bought it.
bucks. And like that's like,
A
almost
couple
half
raid
the gas
passes.
tank. Yeah.
Oh,
I was thinking about gas.
that
That's approximately 1 gallon.
too. I think it's a little more than that, but yeah. So I still might buy it. I don't know. I think I'll wait until it gets closer. I think that's gonna be my biggest thing is like, what? How do I feel in like 2 months?
I think I got the
That,
vid or something.
what
Fuck.
did you do?
I don't know. It's just like a constant like tickle in my throat.
Don't die.
It could have been like screaming at the theater all night because I watched Evil Dead Rise today.
That's terrifying.
It was so gory
Was it really?
and so disgusting. I almost puked at one point.
Oh, don't.
Well, it's one of those things when you see other people doing it and it makes you want to do it. I'm
Okay,
one of those people. Like
you're a
if you,
sympathetic puker.
yeah, if you yak in front of me and I see it, like I'm probably gonna
Yeah, my thing is seeing it does it. If I smell it, I'm out.
Oh, that's awful too.
I can't do that.
There is a scene in this movie where this chick vomits for like 30 seconds to a minute straight.
That's too long.
And I mean full force projectile.
don't need to see that for 30 seconds.
Oh, and it's like oatmeal, baby. And then she passes out in it, just splat, and I'm
Nope. I'm over it.
yeah, it was not my
No
favorite
thanks.
thing. I but
So,
I did
how about
enjoy
some
the movie.
Pokemon?
Oh, those Pokemon and Evil Dead Rise, there were none. It was about staying inside, buying remote raid passes, getting murdered by demons.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Mommy's with the maggots now. Speaking of mommies, we gotta take a break.
Okay.
And while we do so, dear listener, I really want you to think if you experience an earthquake that opens up a secret chamber in your apartment complex that used to be a bank, and you find a book made of human skin, just leave it there. Just turn around
Like,
and walk
don't
away.
touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Forget you saw it. Just turn around and just go the opposite direction, and everything will be every little thing
It's
is gonna
gonna
be
be all
all
right.
right. And mommy won't feel the urge to just chop you up, cut you open, climb inside of you so that she can be with you forever and ever and ever.
Yeah, let's not do any of that.
Let's not do any of that. But let's get groovy with a fantastic break.
Fuck. Every time.
That's right, folks. Fuck. Do you like to fuck? Do you like to do it?
It.
Charizard brings to you today, dot dot dot. So it was me, and that's right. It's kind of like a Sudoku puzzle of choose your own adventures. So it was me, and flip to page 7 there, Gracie. What does it say?
It was me and blank.
Okay, so it was me and someone named Blank. Then now change it to page 13. What is
Okay.
what was the activity that you're doing?
There were two paths that we could walk down. There was a
So it was me and Blank, and there were two different paths that we can walk down. And go ahead and switch it to page 23 there.
Okay. There was one path that led to the Pokemon Go Fest, and one path that led to blank.
So it was me and Mr. Blank, and there were two paths, and one path walked down to Pokemon Go, and the other path walked us directly to hell because it turned out we were reading the Necronomicon! And these are examples of some of the choose your own adventure stories that you can build yourself with the brand new Charizard Presents. So it was me and dot 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 dot. In stores now, use offer code
Blank.
Dominus Latinus Demonicus. Say it out loud.
All
Make
of
a
it.
circle in goat's blood
Get some
in your
salt.
room with some candles. Take a big hit of Epsom salts, bath salts, and that other kind of salt that you soak your foot in when it's hurt. And
That's Epsom salt.
then you look at yourself in reflection, say Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary,
And then you
three times.
say, offer code after Dark Rias, Latinicus, Demonicus, Expelicus. And yep, get dragged to hell today, baby,
Expelliarmus.
but with pleasure.
Ribbed for her pleasure.
Gracie's really horny today.
No, we also, I'm pretty sure we had a ad for that one, and I completely forgot what it was. It's gonna hit me at the end of this podcast, what it was.
I like how like I was trying to get you to fill in the blank and you filled in the blank with blank.
I thought you were trying to tell me to like make a thing that
No.
then you were gonna do it, okay?
No, I was gonna create a story at the end with the things that you said, but I'm like, so Gracie, Paige, what is this all?
We are both trying to
Blank,
fill the
blank,
blanks, man.
blank, with blank.
With blanks. Shooting blank.
Anyway, I don't even know what we're talking about,
Blanks.
because the ad was pre-recorded at a later date and
Yeah, I
then
don't know.
inserted left for the fat in editing. But thank you so much, dear sponsor. We love you and we're in love with you. We have a Pokemon that we have to talk about, and this is one chosen by our Patreon members over at patreon.com/poddog. And if you would like to vote on the Pokemon we talk about every single week, please check us out there on patreon.com/poddog. And thank you so much to Cisco M, Steve S, Steffi L, Mom Mine, Ken P, and brand new member,
Brand new.
Skillet. So thank you so much, Skillet, for
Skillet.
joining at the $10 tier. I think that's Pod Houndor. I'm a professional.
I love that.
And I love you, Skillet.
Yeah.
Pod Houndor level. That's pretty fantastic. So
That
thank you
is
so much.
pretty legit.
Yeah. And Gracie, we're getting close, ever closer to our goal. Four more patrons, and me and Gracie will eat some of the nastiest, hottest, saltiest things you'll ever experience in your life. We'll probably sympathetic
Vomit.
puke all over the place like we were possessed by demons,
As one does.
as one does. And we'll record an entire episode while we do that,
Sounds like a great
for Patreon. Maybe
audio.
it might have to be more than one episode because we might eat one of them and just be
Them
dead
and
for the
die.
rest of the episode. I'm like, oh, we'll have to do this all the time. But yeah, so yeah, we're getting close. It'll be a fun time. Also, I've started creating Breaker videos again. I know that's my AKA, my handle, as it were. So I've started making Breaker videos again. There's two of them currently up only for patrons for 2 months. So if you want to see myself, Cody Mathis, and my mom rank all of the Pokemon starters in an undisputed, unarguable tier list, from cool to like stupid to like hell, go straight to hell. Check that out. And there's another one for Dead by Daylight, which I'm sure doesn't intersect with this at all. But
They
anyway.
would. People have interests.
Yeah, well, it's a Dead by Daylight killers tier video list based on fun, not like the actual meta. But yeah, but we got a Pokemon we gotta talk about right now.
All of it.
Maybe.
Spin it. Spin it all. There you go.
And that number is going to be number 987. It's Habatakukumakami. Habatakukami. Habudakakami.
What?
What a wonderful name.
I don't know. I don't know it.
Habatakukuna.
What are you talking
It's
about?
the Japanese
Oh,
name.
okay. I was
It's
like,
also known as Fluttermane, the
oh,
paradox
Fluttermane.
Pokemon. It is not known to evolve into or from any other Pokemon, but ancient relative of Mischievous. Habata, Kakumaka, Kabuda, Kamala,
Yeah,
Garura.
I don't know it. I don't know that part
We're
of it, but I
very
do know that
musical today.
I do like it though, the
And we're
Pokemon.
very musical and horny today. And you know what? That's okay.
I mean, you could combine those things as most theater kids do.
Sometimes you gotta just like go out in the street, take off your clothes, sing Lion King tunes, and see what comes. I often
Maybe
like,
you. We don't know.
yeah, my mating style is I like to pretend, I like to mimic what I basically, Gracie, if I could, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do upon the Discovery Channel. So what I do is I dress up like a elaborate bird, and I go out into the street, and I do a little dance, and I shuffle my feathers around, and I
I
go.
thought you were gonna make another like Bloodhound Gang reference, but then you just went straight Discovery Channel.
Then I went to straight to David Attenborough talking about those birds of paradise. Fluttermane. That kind of looks like a bird, sort of.
Yeah, I
Kinda.
mean, a ghosty bird.
It's a mischievous, but imagine a mischievous that had like super
Wings.
long wing eyelashes.
I mean, I actually like this one. I know when it came out, I feel like. Maybe it was this one. I feel like they got a lot of like, oh, this is dumb, but I actually liked it, so I don't
I
know.
think Fluttermane is one of the better Paradox Pokemon, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I agree. It's not, oh my God, what is the one that's like the Amoongus, but it's like the
The fungus Among Us.
I fucking hate that one.
Brute Bonnet. Yeah, it's not a good one. I don't like it either.
Brubonnet, that's what it is.
Fluttermane is a ghost fairy Pokemon introduced in Gen 9.
I like it.
This Pokemon has characteristics similar to those of Fluttermane, a creature mentioned in a certain book. We mentioned this in our Scarlet and Violet specials that we put out. The Pokédex entries for the Paradox and future Pokemon are garbage,
Yeah.
absolute trash. Like, the Pokemon is called Fluttermane, and your Pokedex entry after you catch one is, this Pokemon has characteristics similar to those of Fluttermane, a creature
Yeah,
mentioned in
like,
a certain
it doesn't
book.
make any
Like, what?
sense.
That tells us nothing. He told us the name twice. Like, is this Pokemon Fluttermane? It says it's Fluttermane.
Is it?
Now you're telling me that it's just similar to Fluttermane. I don't know. It's stupid. I don't know why they did
Similar
that.
to itself.
It boggles my mind that like a developer or a writer like this is what
Was
you
like approved it and was like
like approved it
yes.
and they're like this is what you want this entry to be. It tells them literally nothing about the po anyway. Violet's is it has similar features to a ghostly pterosaur that was covered in a paranormal magazine, but the two have little else in common. It's
Good
better.
talk.
It's better. It
It's
doesn't really
better,
tell us
but
anything about the Pokemon.
improving from zero doesn't mean a whole lot.
But it also like describes what I would prefer to be a Pokemon, a ghostly pterosaur. That sounds
That
like
is, that sounds legit.
a
Yeah, you're
ghost
right.
dinosaur. Let's do that.
Let's do that every time.
But no,
Nah.
we didn't get that.
We
So
didn't.
pack up your bags, move to Area Zero, and I guess catch you a couple of these things. Fluttermane has the highest base special defense stat of all Paradox Pokemon. Fluttermane has the lowest base HP, attack, and defense stats of all Paradox Pokemon, and it was designed by Toshiya Iriga. I apologize if I said your name wrong.
I mean, like the shiny is like mischievous-y, and it was. I feel like it's a good. I know you hate green Pokemon, but I feel like it's a good shiny.
I don't even see it.
It's just like mischievous. Mischievous is like Christmassy, green and red.
Oh, so Fluttermane is the same way?
I
Yeah,
think
it's not.
so.
There's not a picture of it here, but
I'll Google it. Hold on, I'm pretty sure.
its apparent relative, Mischievous, is Iriga's favorite Pokemon, which is kind of cool. I like seeing because we had this something similar happen when we did Charizard last week. Someone whose favorite it was got to design, I think, the Gigantamax, or it might have been the Megas. I can't recall.
So, oh yeah, okay, so I looked it up and it is, yeah, it's the same as it's green and red. Anyway.
Nice. But that's kind of cool. It's like the Pokemon company is like, oh hey, we want to do a prehistoric version of Mischievous, and then
Someone's
someone
like, that's my favorite.
that's my favorite of all time. They're like, oh really? Well then you have a crack at it.
It's pretty cool. I like that.
May all In addition to being based on Mischievous, it may also be based on Banshees and the Bruxa, a vampire witch from Iberian folklore. We are not going to cover Mischievous and Miss Magius in this episode. Well, should we?
No, I think we should save it because it could come up later.
I mean, we usually do the entire families. Even though Fluttermane,
But it doesn't evolve from it though.
it does not. But it's still, I would argue, it's part of the family, right? In a way. Well, it definitely is because it's a prehistoric version of that Pokemon. They just can't evolve to her. To Miss Magius or whatever.
I'd say we wait. I won't
Okay.
wait.
You heard the lady. If you want to
Fight.
tweet
Fight
her
me.
at Gracie V Star.
That's not it.
Close enough.
Not yet. We Gracie Z. If we get two more patrons, I will change my Twitter.
Oh, whoa. That's. Are you sure about that? I got a bunch of credit cards. I can sign up
No, it has to be
dummy
different people.
accounts. You won't know.
Fuck, you're right.
You do ask me, like, who is it? Like, every time.
I do. I'm like, who is it?
Like, I don't know if you know, but I'll tell you.
Jimmy K. You'd be like, who's
Neutron.
that? Oh, shit. This is a second.
That's right. It is the Pokey Draft. It's back again. I hope you enjoyed
Back,
that
back again.
totally unique and new music that we had invented for the show. If you heard it anywhere else, they stole it from us. Hashtag call my lawyer.
Also don't.
So the Pokey Draft is a thing that we do where we decide what we're drafting for. It's not always for a sport or something specific, but recently, as of the last I don't know, several times we've done this, we started keeping track of the pick when we draft so that we can't use them again in other drafts. So, for instance, in the last one that we did, it was in celebration of the NFL Super Bowl.
What was we did?
We did
Who
a
did
whole bunch.
play?
We filled out an entire football team to
We
take
did.
on the Kansas City Chiefs, who
Fuck 'em all.
they wussed out,
There you go.
cowards. And yeah, so we're the NFL champs 2 years running because, the Los Angeles Rams are also
Back to
cowards.
back.
But for instance, we can't use Phalanx, we can't use Pikachu, we can't use Zubat, use Toxicroak, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Gracie, this draft, we are doing the top five Pokemon
Okay.
for eggs.
Eggs?
Yeah, for eggs. So it's a little, I thought it'd be funny. And we're not too far from Easter and kind of spring, even though it got cold again, at least where I'm from,
Yeah, it
freezing.
did.
But yeah, eggs.
Like in eggs or
Yeah,
what?
that's up for you. That's up to you to decide.
Oh man. Okay. Two gets to
So
go first.
I really wanted this one to be
Like ambiguous.
ambiguous. Yeah, so you
Okay,
can take it
okay.
any way you want.
All right. You go first or I'm going
Oh,
first?
and I'll go first. That's fine.
Do it.
I can definitely do that. With the first pick in the After Dark Rye Poké Draft for Egg, I'm taking the obvious champion here, and I'm taking Chansey.
Oh, that's not who I thought you'd pick first.
Do I have to explain Chansey? Because she has a literal egg with her at all times.
No, it makes sense.
She has a move called Soft Boiled that restores a ton of HP, and she's shaped like an egg. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer.
I like it.
Thank
That's a
you.
good choice. It's not who I thought you'd pick.
Really, I'm interested to hear who you think that I would thought that you thought I would pick.
Well, I'm not gonna pick him yet, so I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay.
But I'm gonna pick Togepi.
Oh, this, you know what? Maybe that one is the best.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's not. There's one.
There's one more.
I mean, maybe Togetic, but when you think of egg Pokemon, I thought of Chansey first, and then Togetic.
Really?
I thought
There's
of
one more I
Chansey.
thought of.
Okay, I'll.
You
Oh,
go. Well, you go next
no.
anyway.
Now it's now I'm thinking it's going to be an obvious answer sitting right in front of me, and I need to steal it from you.
Okay, well, you go.
Oh, I don't know what it is though. I'm on the clock.
Trash. You are on the clock.
With the third pick for Egg. Fuck a duck. I'm really hurting trying to think of what you're thinking of. I'm going execute.
There you go. You
All
got it. You got
right.
there. You got there. I was like, are you not going to pick one that has egg in its name?
I'm an
And
idiot.
no, I love it though.
They're the
It's
Rotten
okay.
Egg Boys, involve an executor. Yeah, they're fine. They're
I like
not.
it.
I don't hate them as much as I did when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I hated those
I
things.
did
Did
too.
not
I did
understand
too. I
them
thought they were
one
dumb.
bit. I'm like, do we cook them and eat them? What am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
With the fourth pick, Gracie, you're up.
Oh no. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to think of like who do I want?
You're up. Well, you're on the clock.
Ezreal.
Azuril? Why?
Ezreal. Because it like bounces on thing looks like an egg.
It what? Oh, it balances on its tail?
Yeah, but it looks like an egg. His tail looks like an egg. A little ball.
I think the what you call it, the final evolution
And yeah, it looks like an Easter
very
egg.
looks like an Easter egg, yeah.
That too. Yeah, but I want the baby.
I don't
It's
blame you.
precious.
I like the baby.
And this shiny is hella good. Oh, I like the green versus the yellow.
I'm gonna try and avoid picking like the same line too, because like it's obvious, you can go Togetic, you can go Blissey, you can go Happiny.
For sure, for sure. I see that.
So I'm trying to think of the next one here for me. Oh, I got it.
Okay.
With the next pick, I cheated. I'm going lucky egg.
Oh.
Ha ha ha!
Wow.
Suck it, a literal egg. Suck.
Egg.
Hey, Gracie, suck those eggs.
Duck of eggs. Wop.
Right, Grace.
What was the one that? Oh no. I'm gonna like blank on everything now.
Wait, what was the baby version of Azumarill called again?
Ezreal,
Azurill. Azurill.
Azurill.
I
Yeah.
gotta keep track of this stuff.
God, doing. I'm
What are
trying to
you
think of
doing?
like which. Oh God, I just thought of it and now I can't think of it. Hold on. Wait, can I pick Pichu? Has that one been picked as in our list?
Ooh, let, you know what? That's good. Let's see. Do we have Pichu here listed? What do the judges have to say?
Ba ba ba.
No Pichu. We have a Pikachu, but no
No,
Pichu.
I don't think Pichu, because like, especially in Go, it was only available. Babies were only available in eggs for a long time. I just like Pichu.
Okay.
Pichu baby.
With the next pick, I'm picking a Pokemon that looks like it's hatching from an egg, even though it's a human skull. I'm taking Volibee.
I was actually just thinking about that one too.
Oh, stolen
That's a good
right
one.
from underneath you.
Womp womp womp.
We're just blazing through this.
We are. Wait, how many do I have left?
You have
Is my last one?
no.
No, I have two
You
more.
have Togepi, Azurill, Pichu. This will be
I have two
number
more.
four for you. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna pick Sandile.
Why?
Because that was another one that was like, when it hatched out of an egg for a while, it was like a big fucking deal. In Pokemon Go.
I'm starting to regret my choices with Lucky Egg, because then I'm surprised you haven't said like 2K egg, 5K egg, 7K egg.
No.
I cheated and now I feel bad about it. Oh boy. I'm sure there's an obvious like egg Pokemon other than ones that we've mentioned here today, and I can't wait to get yelled at on
Oh,
Twitter.
yeah, 100%.
There's gonna be like, how could you forget?
Blank.
Oh, I got one before we get yelled at. What is it called? Is it called Fionn? Manaphy's little baby that you hatch from the egg? It's a legend. It's the like the only legendary you hatch from an egg. Oh, there's another one. I said Fionn, I'm sticking with it.
What? No, I'm just, hold on, I gotta think about it.
You trying to think of about Fionn?
No, the egg, the legendary egg Pokemon.
Yeah. That's from
There's
Alola.
another one?
Yeah. Wait, I gotta do the thing.
Okay, hold
This is your last pick. It's from Alola. It ends up being on the box.
Tapu Fini?
No,
Okay,
it's
well, I'm
that
picking
was a
Tapu
good
Fini, though.
pick. Tapu Fini's a great one.
Which one are you thinking of?
I was thinking of Cosmog and its evolution. Cosmoem. Cosmoem is literally a cosmic egg.
Egg.
Yeah.
That's a good one. But also, yeah, I'm gonna pick Tapu Fini.
It's too late. Wait, isn't there one that looks more like an egg than Tapu Fini? What's the pink one?
Tapu Lele?
Yeah, I think so, because Tapu Fini is like literally like a clam lady in a clamshell.
Oh, you're right. It's okay. I already said it.
Did you goof this one up?
I
Yeah,
did. It's okay.
Lele is the egg.
Well, no, I was thinking that hers looked like an egg, but it's
All
a
right.
shell.
So,
It's okay.
Gracie, now that we have our egg list, it goes Chansey, Togepi, Exeggute, Azurill, a lucky egg, Pichu, Volibee, Sandile, Fionn, and Tapu Fini. Taken
You're
off
gonna
the
get much
board
more XP than
forever.
me.
That's correct. And with that XP, we are going to the next time we hatch one of these in Pokemon Go, we have to delete it immediately, as though we were simulating making an omelet and eating
Okay.
it.
I'm down.
You just Wow, you're, well, I expected more resistance, but
Delete them all.
we'll let you know whenever one of those, like whenever get
Wait,
a taboo.
do I have to hatch one of mine or any of them?
What do you mean hatch one of yours? How do you hatch anybody else's?
No, like on your list. Like I have my
Oh,
list and you have your list.
I think it should just be your list, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
You have a legendary, so like, do you catch the legendary and then eat it immediately?
Don't
Oh gosh, Fionn's not in it. Fionn's gonna be one of those ones in the game where you only get one.
And then you have to delete it.
I'm gonna have to
And it
eat
might not
it.
even let you though.
You're gonna hatch a Sandile tomorrow and have to eat it.
So I do have like a 10K and a 12K hook. How does it in 10 or 12? I have both like incubating. I guess I could just look at it. Hold
I'll eat a lucky egg right now and then turn the game off immediately.
on. I have one incubating right now. If it's Sandile tomorrow, I'm gonna flip my shit. It's
Oh.
only got 2.7 out of 8 though, so.
Should I eat the lucky egg right now?
No, wait till you
Fine.
need it. Then eat it.
If only it would make the listener laugh, I would love it. And folks, that's gonna do us. That's gonna do us. Man, we're so
All of it.
horny. We're so horny.
All of the things.
That is gonna just absolutely just bend us
Wreck it.
over and
Backwards.
wreck it backwards.
With consent.
It of course, dear listener, you have my consent to take this show, bend it backwards,
Right up your ass.
and wreck it right up my bum, right up its butt. Sure.
Good times.
Hey, sometimes it's nice for spontaneous roughness. And folks, that's gonna do it for us. Follow us on Twitter at After Dark Rye, Instagram at InstapodDog, all links in the description below. Send us an email at afterdarkrye@gmail.com. I will read it. I don't care what it says, I will read it.
Okay, I get to read the I get to do the first part this time because I can't rhyme worth a shit.
Oh yeah, that's fine. Do you have stuff that you want to plug?
Just my I guess my Twitter is still vgracesz for now.
Very good.
And then my Instagram is LadyZerainArt, and come hang out, follow,
I would
like.
also like to plug Evil Dead Rise in theaters. Use offer code After Dark Rye. So when you purchase your ticket, tell the
They
person
look
that
at you
After
sideways.
Dark Rye sent you. They'll not understand what you're talking about, and then
Also,
go enjoy the movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy 3 comes out this week.
Yep, seeing it. Well, when by the time this comes
I
out,
guess by the time
I'll
it's
be
out, we'll already have seen
seeing
it,
it.
yeah.
Well, you didn't finish it, Gracie.
Oh, sorry. Oh my God. Da -da -da
Hooked on a feeling.
-da -da. Hooked on a feeling, so I believe it.
Just
Okay, anyway.
do the thing after you're hooked on a
Hold on.
feeling.
After do you crack some eggs?
Darkrai will come and spread them legs. Bye, everybody. So Gracie, as is tradition with the Marvel movies, we need to talk about what we think's going to happen. Like we talked about Doctor Strange, we talked about I don't
That's
think we
true.
talked about Ant-Man. Did you see Ant-Man in theaters?
Yeah, I saw it.
We might have talked about it and just I might just not remember, but like Guardians of the
Sorry.
Galaxy trailer looks good.
I'm
Looks
excited.
funny, but it also looks like harrowing. Like it looks like someone's going to like everyone's saying that somebody's going to die or multiple people are going to die. What do you think?
Well, as far as like on the like Guardians team,
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's gotta be like Drax or something because like Groot already died.
Yeah, there's
If
no way it's
Rocket
Groot
dies, I'm
again.
quitting everything. I
Groot's
quit.
died twice.
It's true. But legit, if Rocket dies, I quit life.
I guess technically they've all died except for Rocket and Karen Gillan, the hottest woman on planet Earth.
Yeah, I
And
know you're talking about
Snap.
Nebula.
Nebula.
But no.
But yeah, the trailer definitely looks like there's like people like crying, like not like emotional distress stuff. Like, so I really hope it's not Rocket.
I will shit bricks.
I would be so upset if Rocket dies, but this de movie definitely seems to take a lot, like, have to deal with his origins with Half World, and like it shows him like hugging a friend in the trailer, the person that helped him escape and stuff like that.
It's true. Now I'm upset.
Freaking
The thing is
Thanos.
like falling on top of you.
Yeah. So like I really hope it's not, if it's centered on Rock, which makes, does it make sense? Let me think. We
Would
got,
be a supporting character for Rocket. I don't know.
well, I'm trying to think, like, does, has everyone kind of gotten their moments story-wise? Like, I guess Drax hasn't
That's what I
really.
was saying. Drax is the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Like, we
It's kind of
haven't
being
really got
those
to
two.
explore much of Drax's pain with his family, being killed by Thanos.
So I'm just gonna bring extra tissues to this movie, is what I'm
But they
thinking.
definitely, like, Rocket's even less. Like, anytime it comes up, like, he just talks about how
He gets
shitty.
mad, yeah.
He gets mad, and he just, like, did you play the video game Guardians of the Galaxy? Oh my God, Gracie, you have to. It, I didn't play it until the next year, but it would have been my game of the year that year. I literally loved it so much. As soon as I finished it, I played it again. It's the combat's kind of mid, but the story and the writing and the characters are
On
so
point.
fucking good. Oh my God, it's so good. I never wanted it to end.
Oh, I like that.
It's amazing. But yeah, I think, you know what, I'm talking myself into it. I think Rocket's gonna die.
I think Drax.
You think Drax? I think
That's because I'm emotionally unprepared for the other.
Rocket's going to die. I think Peter, I think, well, you gotta think about this too. Not all of the Guardians are gonna go. This is the last Guardians movie. Some of these characters are going to bleed over into the rest of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, right? They just got to, whether that be Disney Plus shows. Like, we've already saw Drax and Mantis have their like holiday special, which was awesome, by the way.
I just
So like
watched that too.
maybe Rocket, I'm kind of talking myself out of it, because Rocket can just, like, his voice, Bradley Cooper, can just be replaced, and then you could just have a Groot and Rocket Disney Plus show where it's just CGI, right? Like, they could do that. I don't think Star Lord is gonna die.
No.
I think maybe he retires or something and just lives out his days on Earth, or dancing
Something.
on a ship or something.
All right, well, I'll report back.
Well, no, I want to hear, like, what you actually think is going to happen, and then.
No, I really do think like Drax is going like he
Oh,
goes,
it's Drax
yeah, because I
specifically.
think that like he's known for like
And I think that
kind of.
actor said, Batista, I think he said he's done with the role too. So maybe.
Oh.
Now you're winning me over.
And I think maybe like Rocket tries to save him and like I don't know. I don't know.
I'm trying to think, like, from a business standpoint, like, who would have more streams if they had their own Disney Plus show? Nobody's going to have more on that team than if it was Rocket and Groot together.
Oh, 100%.
Like, so, like, big swing, Rocket dies, but now that I'm like talking myself out of it, I think you're right. I think it's just going to be Drax, and I think maybe a couple of them quit, or the guy that replaced
They're like,
Yondu with the big fin on his head, like,
yeah.
he's probably done. Oh, Nebula's gonna die. I think it's her time. I think it's her time at this
That
point.
makes sense, yeah.
I think Nebula's toast. I think Star Lord and Gamora will come to terms with each other and ride off into the sunset, never to be seen again. And then I
I'm
think
okay
we're
with
gonna.
that.
And Drax, like you said, Drax will die, and then I think it'll be Rocket and Groot will still be around
Doing their spinoff.
doing their spinoff, with Mantis in tow. She's
Yes, okay.
too
Because
funny.
she's, yeah, well, that and she, like, has to recover because she, like, I don't know.
She's also, like, precious beyond words, and if anything bad ever happens to her, I will riot. Is that everybody? Is that all the Guardians? Oh, and Cosmo the dog. He'll also be in the Rocket
He'll
and
live,
Groot
be
show.
behind.
Yeah, he's a doggy. He can't be hurt. Yep, that's our Guardians preview. What? Gracie, should
Bye!
we just quit this show and do a Marvel show?
I have.
Feel like we missed the boat on that.
I think it's past that moment, but
Oh well. But you know what's not past is how horny I am. I'm going to bed. Good night.
I'm just tired.
Goodbye. Bye, everybody.